When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up early for us, Paul.
Living on a prayer. What color am I?
You don't get to win.
When do I go?
Nice try. Nice try. Right.
It was worth a shot.
I thought you don't get up before 8 for the morning show. You did this for me?
I normally stumble out of bed about 7 a.m.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, no worries. But yes, I did wake up for you.
Thank you very much. So tell us what to expect. We've been taking texts from different people once they reached their destination. And one texter told us no snow in the San Francisco I-Santee area. So it sounds like this is more concentrated here in the metro to the south and west.
Exactly. Northern and eastern suburbs of St. Paul won't get that much, maybe an inch or two. I think the downtown somewhere around 3 or maybe 4. Southern and western suburbs, Shakopee, out towards St. Bonnie, even Victoria, a better chance of 4, even 5 inches. So once again, we're right on the edge. And it's frustrating for listeners. It's frustrating for meteorologists when you've got a couple of million people living right on the edge of significant snow. The heavy stuff, Mankato, Wilmer, Hutch, 6, 8, a few spots in southwestern Minnesota, Veneta, could get up to 10 inches. But it's going to be plowable on our patented scale from nuisance to plowable to crippling. I think it'll be plowable southern and southwestern suburbs, more of a nuisance event as you head up towards Taylor's Falls. And our friends in western Wisconsin won't get that much at all. But it's going to be a dry, powdery snow. Thankfully, mercifully, the wind's fairly light, 15 miles an hour. It won't be blizzard criteria, not a lot of blowing and drifting. But when it's this cold, it's like feathers in a feather bed. It puffs up the snow. It's very powdery, very light, fairly easy to shovel off your driveway or sidewalk. So that's good news.
This is kind of a satisfying snow to shovel, and it's that sparkly kind. It makes things look pretty, too. So there is that. And for those of us who love to snowshoe and get out on fresh snow, it's that perfect condition.
Vanita, I'm impressed how you embrace winter. Skating, snowshoeing. You're not curled up on your sofa. You're out there, and I think that's the key to staying sane in the winter, is just getting out as much as you can, stretching your legs, doing something outdoors. And yeah, it's going to get cold the end of next week. We're going to have 7 or 8 fairly unpleasant days, nights below zero, not record setting, but the long range models do warm us up, more of a Pacific flow the last few days of January into February. I don't think this is going to be like last winter, when our coldest air was the first 2 weeks of February. Okay. This winter, the coldest air is coming when it should, in January, and I think we're going to come out of it, within about 2 weeks. The worst of winter will be behind us. And hey, spring, 65 days away, Vanita.
Yay! I love hearing that. I love hearing that.
It's coming.
Hey, real quickly, what's coming up on your show with Jordana this afternoon?
I have no idea.
I love your honesty.
Well, I can make something up, but we haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm sure it will be compelling, entertaining. I don't know. We'll do our best.
I love it. I love it. All right. Thank you, Paul, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hang in there. Have a great weekend,
Thank
Vedita.
You. You too. Take care.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.